That was Sarah Larsson with Lush Life, and now we're gonna discuss a little bit like about new music, finally, on this conversation with David Silbo and Grace Pulsek.
So new bands.
So what is making you tick for the moment? Mention some cool bands that you've seen, past couple of months. If you don't want to reveal anything that might be on the lineup.
We're not family, but it's going to sound like nepotism. But I like the Royal Flash.
I've just given given David a €50 note.
I like the band Flux that I mentioned.
Yeah,
earlier.
Which I'm also very fond of.
And yeah. I filmed them.
Yes.
And I was
I was so happy that they actually could go, because that was like my number one choice.
And they were the smiley people at midnight when you just wanted to see nice time with
them. And they have good songs, even. I'm not becoming a fan of a band that fast, but this one I actually got stuck on some of the songs directly.
They had really good songs.
David knows who I'm going to say.
There was this
from Live at Heart.
A young female singer-songwriter who I saw solo. I believe she was from Poland, but I can't remember her name.
Agata Juszewski.
Yes, she was really...
I can't pronounce it. It's like Grace Pulsek.
She performed as a trio.
Yeah.
But she had a second guitarist. She played acoustic. She had an electric, and then she had a bass player that all did also added some percussion with his feet, triggering some things. But she was really great, and I'd have to go back through my program because I have a list. Another shameless plug, but from going to your festival, there were half a dozen artists. I saw from various territories that I was really interested in.
That's the cool stuff.
Yeah.
That you can actually find new music. That's why I like with Live at Heart. It's like that you can find new music.
Well, that's why I go to events like this.
Even here I will probably find some cool bands. So what will Grace say? And you're not allowed to take your own bands.
No, it's not one of mine.
No.
And it was on the last night when we spoke the most, and you saw me going really, really hyper. But you like them as well.
Help me out.
Swedish. Who filled up the last place that we were at? Is that about 3 o'clock in the morning?
Oh, Oscar.
Yes.
Oscar Solisbury.
Oscar Soul Experience, yeah.
He gave a fantastic show.
Yeah.
Yep, no, he did.
That was one of those where...
He wasn't reinventing anything.
He's very good.
He's very, very good, very talented, and he had great musicians behind him.
Yeah.
It just seemed like I wouldn't pay to go and see a show. Whoever I'm saying, like, sorry, Christopher.
It's hard to reinvent anything at this point, but there are people that are doing certain things that are reinventing. But what he took what he did and completely embraced it.
Yeah,
and it was just fun.
Yeah.
The energy was great, and it was just fun.
Sometimes you can discover, I think, and sometimes you just want to enjoy a concert.
Yeah,
that's what's funny, because it's like when we got him, more or less, he hadn't applied that year. But he came to the festival anyway, and he told me, like, hey, if you ever got any empty slots, you know, I'm here so I can play. And it was like 2 hours later, one band got stuck somewhere and couldn't come. And I was like, hey, you can play on the outdoor. It's like a daytime, I think it was a daytime show, really crappy one. But he took it.
Yeah.
And he played, and there were so many people that was... You saw him there, they said you have to bring him back, and after that we have brought him back to this third year.
But that's the key, you've got to listen to also the people that are listening and enjoying it, you know.
Well, and you have to appreciate the opportunity. I mean, that's a good point that you made about during the day and whatnot. I mean, we're open from noon to midnight every day. Somebody has to play at noon.
Yeah.
Somebody has to play at 2 or 3 or whatever it is. You know,
If you do it right.
If you do it right.
I mean, he did a show that people stopped to look at.
Well, and take the opportunity.
And that made us be like, okay, you're on next year. No
take
problem.
The opportunity, appreciate the opportunity, make the most of the opportunity, and don't piss and moan about the opportunity. It's like, well, I don't know if I want to play at noon or 3 or whatever it is, you know? And
it was like when you booked the third show on the same day last year for Dan. It was like, he had 7, 9, and they were like, can you play at 10 as well? I was like, okay.
You gotta be willing. You have to be willing to do that, you know. And
I had a band
come all the way from India to perform this year, and I gave them a 4:15. I didn't get any pushback. I didn't get any complaints, and they packed the space. You know, for any number of reasons, but they were just damn good.
At the same time, I think the time you saw Royal Prospect was, we got this gig between the skyscraper outdoors without a drum kit.
I saw them at Canadian Music.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And we just took this show, and I said, like, that's great, because then I can bring some people out. And there was only industry people there. It was like 5 or 6 industry people.
And there were a few walk-bys.
Yeah. But that was the thing. That was the thing that got things rolling. And you
it wasn't even warm.
No, it was cold.
I saw this, I can't remember his name. Absolutely wonderful artist. And he played at Live at Heart this year. He was in, what was that food place? That little cafe food?
Oh yeah, Fresh Food.
Fresh Food.
Which is a joke to us sometimes. We were next to the carrots.
He was playing in this place called Fresh Foods, and he's...
Joe Dolman, was it?
Joe Dolman, yeah. He's standing in front of a window with a tiny PA in this tiny place with booths and whatnot, and Joel Dolman, what's funny is he was on pick of the day on some site. I don't know.
No, he's gonna be big.
Oh, I know he is.
That's the thing with it. Well, like, that's gonna be the cool stuff with Live at Heart. It's like he played on the smallest stage next to the carrots, and I'm literally, because everybody that was in that room said, like, this is something.
He was fantastic. And what tipped me off to him was a friend of mine who lives in Nashville and does A&R for Concord Crew, sent, he knew I was going to be at Live at Heart, and he sent me a link to this pick of the day thing from some, I don't know what it was, but wherever. And he's like, hey, can you check this out? Right? You know, and so you don't know where it's going to come from.
No.
You know, and I don't know where that's going to go, but, you know, I've got A&R people asking me to go see stuff because I've sent A&R people stuff.
Yeah.
You know, that I've sent, that I've been excited about, that I've seen, that I think they should be aware of. So, and him knowing that I was going to be at your festival Live at Heart, and he's playing Friday night, and that was his only show.
Yeah, he was going back.
It was his only show, and he's playing.
I think we had him twice.
I was only aware of the one.
Yeah, he was only booked for one, but then he got another one as well, I think.
Yeah, but then
I got it from an A&R guy, one of the promoters from UK.
Yeah,
I wanted out. Yeah. We were like, cool. Bring it on.
Yeah. So.
And this is one of the things. It's like, and that's the fun part. Is like probably most of the audience missed that really gem because it was such a small stage. Such a weird time.
Fresh Foods at a weird time and a kind of a little bit off the beaten path, but not that far away from anything. But what? Maybe 20 people. Right.
And then
that's great. And I met his manager, and we're gonna try and work him out for Summerfest, and you know, made the A&R connection for him too.
So we end this long interview with Greg Pilsak and David Sylbaugh with the find of Joe Dolman with the song If You Were Mine. And take a good listening, because yes, this guy going from clearance to clearance, and it's like it's the one of those find that you get on showcase festivals and you are more or less like, oh, I saw it first. And yeah, you had the chance to see him on Live at Heart. He was one of the last going in, if I remember it right. And he got a small stage, but the people that was there was fascinated by it, and I was too. It was amazing show. I hope we can get him back on Live at Heart someday, but we never know. It might have been come too big before you can get it. But here it is. Here is Joe Dolman and with the song If You Were Mine. Take a good listen.